The numbers are stark, and we've talked about them before on this show. December 2024 study from the Marriage Foundation found that based on current trends, only a little over half of Gen Z will ever get married. That's in stark contrast to older generations. Would be an all-time low. Gen Z women generally not as interested as women of any generation in the past in marriage. Only 32% of women believe marriage and motherhood leads to fuller and happier lives for them. This is among Gen Z. And of course, like when you're young, your mind can change. Things will change as you get older. You tend to mellow out on things you believe. But 32% only, just 32% of women believe, Gen Z women believe marriage and motherhood lead to fuller, happier lives. And 47% of single women right now, young women believe singleness, 47% of single young women believe singleness is a more direct route to happiness for women than being wed. That's right now, according to Pew. And this is going to cause a problem. I've been talking about this for a while. According to a recent Pew study, fewer young women than men say they want to have children one day. So that's on top of the fact of this massive partisan gap that we have between men and women in this generation. It's going to be hard for people to find mates. There's going to be a lot of unhappy men who want a wife and want children who aren't going to have one because there's just simply not a woman to do it with. But is this a recipe for happiness? Is that true, or is it a trap, a left-wing talking point for women who will wake up one day alone and very unhappy? Well, we can look to women who are married now to find out if it's true. According to the General Social Survey, the academic gold standard in social science measurements, they do it every year. It's a massive survey. Women who are married and have children are twice as likely to say they are happy than the rest of them. Take a listen to this. Among women 18 to 55 in the United States, 40% of those who are married and have children report being very happy. Only 25% of married childless women report being very happy, while just 22% of unmarried childless women do. So again, those who report being very happy, that's a high number, 40% of married women with children. Click the very happy box. But just 25% of married women without children and 22% of unmarried childless women do. So, by the way, And by the way, it's not easy to go it alone either. Among unmarried mothers, they are the least happy. Just 17% report being very happy. Yeah, it's very hard to do it alone. Watch my sister try. It's an incredible struggle. No matter how well-meaning you are, it's just so hard to do the work of two people well. And I don't mean physical work like washing clothes. I mean like emotional work of raising a child. It's just, and having to hold down that full-time job too, maybe more than a full-time job to pay the bills. I mean, you're just stretched way too thin. So what does this mean? This whole generation setting itself up, these women are being sold this lie of liberalism, of feminism. And the way to, it's not just you don't need a man to be happy. It's you don't need the kids to be happy. To have kids to be happy. It's not just that. It's you will be happier without these things. That's just not true. It's just not true. And yet these women are regurgitating it in surveys. The numbers I told you earlier, 47% don't ever intend to be married. This is why, I mean, you got to take some, I have this conversation with my boys every week. You have got to find a woman. You don't have time to put it off and wait till, I'm going to wait till everything, I can pay the mortgage and I'm going to get, no, you don't have time to wait. You got to start looking now. And my boy's just looking at me like, I'm 13. Yeah, you do. You got to start looking now. You can meet her now. I did a topic on that on this show. And you believe how many people texted me? Said, yeah, I met my significant other in the seventh grade. And I didn't get married right away, but they did. I said, you could be on the lookout. You could be serious about it. It's going to be like a part-time job for you. And they don't want to hear it, but I always say, when 47% of women in your generation don't intend to get married, when 50% of liberal women confess, this was a study 2 weeks ago, I have a mental illness, they're off the market. And right now we're at a low in the number of women who are Democrats over the last decade, But of those, again, half are mentally ill. There are going to be a lot of unhappy conservative guys who don't have what. I don't know what they're going to do. Mail order them? I'm not sure. So I tell my sons, you got to be doing this. You got to be like, and they're like, well, how do I go get a woman? I mean, she's too young for me to date. And I said, no, but what you're doing when you're going to church, and I push them out the door to camps and, you know, youth groups and stuff like that. I've been doing it. Why? I said, why? Because you know what? You're going to go meet the guys. The guys have sisters. You meet that person, you end up hanging out with the next few years, somebody really nice. And by the time you know it, you're meeting the girl, you know, the sister, the sister's girlfriend, you know, all of that. Like, you're going to have to compete. You got to get in this mentality. We need to tell conservative boys this, because the number of conservative girls is way less than the number of conservative boys. This is hardcore competition stuff. Texture writes, Tara, my daughter just graduated from undergrad and has already been to several weddings. It can be done. No, if you're a girl, you could definitely be done for you in this generation. You've got the upper hand. It's the boys that don't. Texture writes, hey, Tara, haven't you heard that the modern men are now going overseas to find their wives and bringing them back here? This is going to be huge for this generation. I'm telling you, there is such a gulf between boys and girls. Boys, this is the most conservative generation of men we've had in 100 years. That incredible survey on that out last week, and I put it up on my X account so you could see it. We have the highest Republican registration among men in 100 years. For women, it's not the highest liberal registration. Thankfully, it's been higher. But still, that's a major gap. It's a problem. And then you got, again, the 47% of women now saying, I'm not getting married. I don't want to do that. We're going to have a demographic situation over this. And then never mind that there's such a, I mean, like back in the 90s, Democrats or Republicans could get married. They could agree on some things, you know, like, hey, we don't support crime. I mean, today, you can't marry a Democrat. How are you going to do that? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Okay, yeah, here's the number. Just 29% of men are registered Democrats, okay? In 1925, 100 years ago, it was 49. It has never been this low for men. This is Gen Z. This is the most Republican, most conservative generation of men in 100 years. Meanwhile, 47% of women are registered Democrats in Gen Z. Just 29% of men are. So you got the partisan gap, which is worldview. I mean, you cannot mesh these worldviews. You cannot. And then you have all these women saying, I'm not getting married anyway. Can you say mail order bride? I don't know, but I tell myself, you're going to, this is competitive. You can't wait. You got to go make a priority of this. Start now. Build a friend network in conservative circles to meet these women, because they're not going to be any by the time you're going to be a plum out of luck if you wait.